In the 6th century A.D., a Christian monk by the name of Benedict wrote what is now the famous Rule of St. Benedict. This Rule of St. Benedict is a founding document of one of the oldest orders of monks in the world. This Rule of St. Benedict offers us some interesting guidance today. Here is the Rule of St. Benedict, quote, "Day by day, remind yourselves that you are going to die. Day by day, remind yourselves that you are going to die." Now, this is actually sound advice. Now, at first, this advice may seem a bit morbid. Reminding yourself that you are going to die sounds depressing. But that is not what he meant by this advice. Saint Benedict was in essence saying, don't waste your precious life on trivial things. He's saying, remember what we do in life actually matters. Brethren, we all need to keep in mind that we have a limited amount of time on this earth. That's why the Apostle Paul gave this advice in Ephesians 5:15. He said, be very careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. And by keeping the certainty of death before our eyes, we can appreciate just how limited life actually is and recognize the importance of what we do with our life. Now let me share another practice of monks centuries ago. Now, before the images of human skulls were used by pirates or motorcycle gangs today, an actual skull was used during the time of prayer by certain monks. Back in the day, a monk would go into their private place to pray. As they went to their place to pray, they would take with them three items: a Bible, a candle, and a skull. Now, we can understand the Bible being used during prayer, and certainly the candle was useful to read the Bible if it was dark. But why on earth did they have a skull present during prayer? The skull was there to remind them that life is fleeting. Life is transitory. Life is temporary. So, don't miss it. Now, friends, I'm certainly not suggesting that we go online, go on Amazon, and buy some type of skull to use in our prayer life. I bring up the skull to remind us simply of our mortality. Friends, Father Time is undefeated. So, let us use our precious time in the service of Jesus Christ and for the glory of God in this life and the next. Amen.